Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Santa and His Elves by Cam Whetstone, Maryland, USA. About 1987, my friend Skip mentioned he was volunteering at a Santa at a Christmas party for Special Olympics children. He asked if my 10-year-old son Charlie could come and be an elf helping Santa. I asked, and my son agreed to go, and brought his friend who lived nearby. I thought it would do him good and do some community service, too. Skip arrived in his Santa suit, without his costume beard and eyebrows. He had elf ears for both boys and rubber elf shoes with points rolled up at the toe. The boys were soon ready, and off the three went. When Charlie and Aaron returned home with Skip later that evening, they were really excited. They showed me some of their tasks and proclaimed that they had a ball. When I asked if the kids were disabled, my son simply said, "No, Dad, they were just kids." Skip said that coming Christmas Eve, he would be Santa at the Kennedy Krieger Institute for Children. Skip had also planned a trip through the children's and AIDS wards of a nearby hospital. He asked if the boys could come, and they were enthusiastic. I decided to go as an assistant to hold coats, boombox, etc. Thus began a tradition that lasted about 12 years. After the first trip, I learned to make balloon animals and carried a pocket full of balloons. I preceded Santa through the wards, making balloon animals for the children while they waited for Santa. The following summer, the boys were asked to do grant-a-wish parties as Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and other characters. Parades and special parties became part of our lives. And every Christmas Eve, we went with Santa to Kennedy Krieger. One year, a neighbor's granddaughters were visiting from Florida. We arranged to have a present for each child left outside on the porch. Santa put them in his bag, and we knocked. Santa told the girls he knew they weren't at home, so he had to come by this house. I have many memories of our years together. Even the Christmas Eve that a Baltimore County cop gave Santa Claus a ticket for an illegal turn. Yet the tradition stopped a few years ago. My son and his friends were in their 20s, and the original Santa hung up his suit for the last time. For 12 years, we spent little, some balloons, some gas, and our time, but I haven't had the same warm Christmas feeling since. I miss the tradition. I'm proud to have known Skip, an entertainer, magician, and Santa Claus. And to this day, I remain so proud of my son Charlie, who truly enjoyed bringing Christmas joy to other less fortunate kids.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.